CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 21st of November 2021. Here are the main news headlines. IARU presents award to Don, G3BJ. Make a date for tonight at 8. Amateur Radio tops BBC News report. Former IARU Region 1 President and RSGB past President Don Beattie, G3BJ, was recently presented with the prestigious Michael J. Owen Award by the IARU Administrative Council. The award recognises those outstanding volunteers whose exceptional service to the IARU reflect the spirit, hard work and dedication of the late Michael Owen. IARU President Tim Ellen, VE6SH, offered his congratulations to Don. On Monday the 6th of December, tonight at 8, will feature Noel Matthews, G8GETZ, who will be presenting on the latest developments in the ever-evolving world of amateur TV. Noel will give an overview of ATV activity in the UK, and in particular how the use of reduced bandwidth signals has enabled ATV QSOs on the lower VHF bands. This free webinar can be seen on the RSGB's YouTube channel or on the special BATC stream, and you'll be able to ask questions live. Amateur radio was the lead item in BBC News article on what made people happy during the pandemic. John Emery, 2E0HWE, was pictured in front of his radio, microphone in hand, describing how he had made new friends thanks to amateur radio. You can read the full article at tinyurl.com. Galway Radio Club is running a DMR challenge, which is open to all DMR operators. The DMR challenge requires 9 tasks to be fulfilled. There's no time limit, so you can work it how you like. Rules and a log sheet may be obtained from Steve, EI5DD, whose email address is correct in qrz.com. Those interested in digital radio can download a copy of the Digital Radio Operating Manual from the Galway Radio Club webpage. The manual is packed with information about digital modes, information about repeaters and gateways, maps and lists of EIGI and UK talk groups. It's not too late to register your interest for the December IOTA month 2021. We've been granted the call sign GB21 IOTA for allocation to youngsters to operate throughout December. To see what operating slots are still available, please look up GB21 IOTA on qrz.com. You can register your interest by emailing yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. You have to be a full licence holder or have one willing to supervise the activity. Carradon Hill Repeater Group has upgraded the 70SEMS equipment at their site in Cornwall. GB3CH has changed to 7.6 MHz split, now operating on RU70 with 77Hz CTCSS. An All-Star node number 43678 has been added to allow remote access. A new 70cm DMR repeater, GB7LK, has also been installed. Connected to the Phoenix DMR network, GB7LK uses channel RU65 and colour code 5. The 2-metre voice repeater, GB3JL, continues to work well on channel RV63, using 77Hz CTCSS for access. For more information on the group and its repeater, email gb3ch.repeater@gmail.com. Now for details of rallies and events. Some rallies have been cancelled, including the Bishop Auckland RAC rally, originally due to be held on the 28th of November. The next rally we have details for is the Sparkford Wireless Group rally, due to take place on the 2nd of January at Davis Hall near Yeovil. Now is the perfect time to let us know of your group's rally or event plans for 2022. Email radcom@rsgb.org.uk with the details, and we'll publicise your event free. Now for DX News. Ali, EP3CQ, is on the air as 6 Oscar won Oscar from Mogadishu in Somalia until the first week in December. Activities mostly on 40, 30 and 20 metres using FT8 and FT4, but also CW and SSB, QSL direct to his home call. Lee, DS4NMJ, is QRV as DT8A, as part of a scientific team on the King Sejong Korean Antarctic base on King George Island, IOTA AN010, until the 31st of December. Activities on the HF bands using CW, SSB and FT8, QSL via DS5TOS. John Paul, KN6NNF, is QRV as 5X3Z from Kubamitwe in Uganda. Activities on 80 to 10 metres using FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World. Damien, G4LHT, is QRV as V31HT from San Pedro Ambergri K in Belize until the 29th of November. Activity 40 to 10 metres using SSB and FT8, QSL via G4LHT. Don K6ZO will be QRV as D60AB from Comoros, that's IOTA reference AF007, from the 22nd to the 29th of November. Activity will be on the HF bands using CW and SSB. This includes an entry in the upcoming CQ Worldwide DXCW contest, QSL via home call. Dario KP4DO is QRV as FJ/KP4DO on Saint-Barthélemy, which is NA146, until the 24th of November. Activity mostly on 20, but also on 40, 17 and 10 metres as propagation allows. QSL direct to home call. Ulmar DK1CE is QRV as TZ1CE from Bamako in Mali until the 8th of December. Activity 160 to 6 metres using CW, perhaps SSB and FT8. QSL home call. Now the special event news. The Quantum Technology Club and Southport and District Amateur Radio Club will jointly run GB5LD celebrating Lancashire Day on the 27th of November. The station is at St Mark's Church Hall, Scarisbrick, near Ormskirk. New licensees are particularly invited to visit, bringing a copy of their licence so they can experience operating different modes. From 2:30 p.m. there'll be a Lancashire Day net on 2 metres. Details are on quantumtech.club. Special event station AU2JCB will be on the air till the 14th of December, commemorating Jagadish Chandra Bose's birthday. Activity will be on 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres SSB, with FM on 10 metres and 6 metres QSL via VU2DSI. AM500 ESP will be active until the 27th of November, commemorating Magellan's circumnavigation of the globe. Activity will be on HF, VHF, UHF, on CW, SSB, SSTV and various digital modes, QSL, EA7, URF. E7 Bosnia, that's a call sign, is QRV from the ancient royal city of Bobovac, Visoko and Jasce until the 28th of November, celebrating Stated Day in Bosnia and Herzegovina, QSL via the Bureau. Contest news. An operating contest. Keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe and follow all the recommendations by the government. On Tuesday, the SHF UKAC takes place 17:30 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday sees the UK EICC 80-metre CW contest, which runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW only 80-metre band, exchanges your 6-character locator. The autumn series continues on Thursday with the CW leg on 80 metres from 2000 to 2130 UTC, exchanges serial number, signal report and locator. Next week it's the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest running from 0000 UTC on Saturday until 2359 UTC on Sunday. Using CW only on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal serial number, signal report and CQ zone, which for the UK here is 14. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We had a week of lower sunspot activity, they write, almost back to the days of sunspot minimum. The solar flux index ranged from 28 on Sunday the 14th to 79 on Thursday the 18th, with a high of 80 on the 16th, so nothing to write home about. Geomagnetic conditions were mainly unsettled, with a maximum KP index of 4, mainly due to an enhanced solar wind from an expected coronal hole stream. There was a C-class solar event on the 13th, but this caused little harm. Despite the relatively low solar flux numbers, the ionosphere has been quite respectable. PropQuest shows that extrapolated MUFs over 3,000 km paths have continued to exceed 28 megs around lunchtime and early afternoon. Next week, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center has the SFI in the low to mid-80s with a maximum KP index of 2. It doesn't seem to think that we will see a rise in sunspot numbers for at least another week. Let's hope that geomagnetic conditions remain settled for the CQ Worldwide CW contest next weekend, as this offers the best chance of DX even without higher sunspot numbers. VHF and up, this week is going to be one of weather contrasts, with a change to proper cold weather from midweek. We've seen some useful areas of high pressure giving some tropo during the second half of the week just finishing. This weekend, a cold front will bring colder and more unsettled weather south across the country, but soon a new high will build in from the Atlantic for the beginning of next week, so perhaps a little tropo again. It all changes midweek, with more active weather systems moving south, and that will introduce very much colder air, with talk of wintry weather for some areas and strong northerly winds. This could mean some rain scatter conditions are possible, but overall fairly flat conditions otherwise. With the Leonids meteor shower past its peak, all eyes will be on the upcoming Geminids, which start to build up from the beginning of December. With ZHR of 120+, it's a big one. Until then, stick to the period around dawn for the best random meteor scatter conditions. For EME enthusiasts, the moon is in apogee today and reaches maximum declination on Tuesday, so expect long moon windows and high peak elevations reaching 64 degrees on the day. Path losses are also at minimum getting lower as the week progresses. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.